What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good morning, everyone. It is a rainy, ugly Tuesday in Pittsburgh, but we're going to keep you company here for the next 4 hours. Bob Pompiani in with you. Austin Bechtel behind the glass. Hello, Austin. How are you today?
Hello, Bob. I am doing wonderful, and it is even better to be back with you.
It's great to be back with you. Joe's on vacation. Do we know where he went?
Yes, he told me. I have forgotten.
You don't have to reveal it. Is it golf related or is it family related?
It's family related. Oh, Joe, how about this, Bob? Joe sent me a video yesterday of him and his brother working out. They were getting some, they were in the gym and they were getting ready. They were getting all pumping iron. He had like one of those medicine balls that you like pass back and forth. He sent me a video of that. He was like, look, Limits, my brother's putting me through a workout.
Well, I wonder what's the end game there. Is it just because he's getting older, wants to keep in shape, but also it's probably golf related because he's been complaining about certain parts of his body hurting when he's taking swings. So whether he's swinging incorrectly or not, if that helps, good for him. I hope he has a wonderful time doing it, and we'll catch up with him next week. In the meantime, we're here today talking sports with you until 2 o'clock and off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We have a rundown today. We have Nick Fairball joining us from Penn Live at 11 o'clock. He'll be here for the entire hour, correct?
Yes, that'll be very fun talking Steelers.
Steelers stuff, and there's always something to talk about as we get closer to training camp. And then Michael McHenry will join us at 1 o'clock, the Fort, with his take on the Pirates right now, which is not very good. I mean, they just last night, one swing accounted for their only two runs, and that was Tommy Pham. Other than that, you know, they went at one point here, Austin, with 30 straight innings without a run, which was something that took you all the way back to the 1950s, the last time the Pirates had done anything like that. So don't be deceived by the fact they got two runs, because they still only basically had one swing last night. The rest of it, Noah Kammerer made him look stupid, I thought. In the way they were swinging at his stuff, he has an off-speed pitch, which is good for him, but the Pirates were swinging at so much stuff out of the strike zone.
It was like the dam had broken, Bob, when they finally scored and the 30-inning streak was over. But it just seems like, you know, the ebbs and flows of baseball. I mean, we saw it against the Mets. We saw it against the Cardinals. They played really well. Over the course of 162, even teams that are around the bottom of the standings and are not in the playoff hunt are going to have good stretches. It's just natural. Like, even the White Sox do. Maybe not so much the Colorado Rockies because they're historically awful. But the Marlins won like 8 in a row, 7 in a row earlier.
The Mets went 3-13, and the Pirates had something to do with that. That's not the Mets.
No, right. There are streaks where it might not be Cleveland winning 20 games in a row like they did a couple years ago, but you're going to get these ebbs and flows in the course of the season, and it's not going to be truly who the team is.
Right, and I think now that you've gone through that six-game stretch where they outscored everyone 43-4, which is a complete aberration, as it turns out, they're back to what they're doing, which is not hitting, which leads to the speculation, and we'll get into this at 412-928-9370. I want to remind you, too, that the fan text line is an opportunity for you to let us know what you think. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Getting closer to the trade deadline, there's always speculation about it. Around here, it's always in a seller mode. They're not buying much. They're looking to try to add on. But the question is, how much can Ben Cherington add on? And how much do you trust Ben Cherington to add on? I'm not sure what kind of footing he's on. I would imagine it's very shaky. But he's still here doing the GM job, which means he is going to be responsible for what goes on in this trade deadline. And who is available? I imagine just about everyone, with the exception. I would not make O'Neill Cruz available.
No, I wouldn't.
I still like the talent there. I realize he can be a complete head case at times, it seems. But the talent is too significant, and they don't have bats. You've got to keep the one bat, at least one of them, who is potentially going to give you 30 home runs. But I would imagine pitching. We talk about Mitch Keller. There's a pro and a con for Mitch Keller. How do you feel about Mitch Keller? Because he has 3 years left on a very affordable contract, I think.
Well, first on Cruz, I haven't seen anything that suggests that anybody is necessarily asking for him, or there's been any like trade rumors, reports. Have I missed anything? Or
I've seen speculation,
yeah,
but that's all
it is. I
think it's
speculation, because Keller, there has been some real gasoline thrown on the fire.
Not just him, but Bednar and Santana and everyone. Yes. The bullpen, you know, those arms are very important for teams going down the stretch. You can actually get a little bit more than you think for players like that.
The Mets, the Cubs, I mean, Philadelphia might be an option. Like, there are going to be lots of teams that are going to request, what's it going to take to get Mitch Keller? And Mackie and I had a conversation about this yesterday. Part of it is, how much do you trust Ben Cherington? And for me, part of it is, what's your probability that this GM will be here next year? Because I'm not convinced, ultimately, that the GM will be gone and that they're going to make a move in that position, because they did not. Because look at Washington just did. They got rid of Martinez. They got rid of Rizzo. They did it at the exact
GM
same time.
GM and manager both, and they're like 37 and 53. They're not far off from where the Pirates are.
Well, those are World Series winning guys as well. Like, they had accomplished more. Like, I know it's a what have you done for me lately type of league, but they had won a World Series. This is year six. This GM has not had a winning season and yet is still here. So how much do you have faith for him to make the right move? I don't have much, but I just want to see them at least try to build around Paul Skeens. That's where I'm conflicted with this.
And speaking of Paul Skeens, I was really taken back by the 78 pitches the other day and taken out of the game. And then hearing that one of the reasons why, I understand when you preserve arms, but, you know, he looks to me like somebody who can withstand just about it. His last three outings have combined for 14 innings. That's it. He looks tremendous. He was mowing down people after that first inning yesterday or 2 days ago in Seattle, and yet 78 pitches, he's out. Okay, you want to watch pitch counts. That's the way it is today. You can argue about this all you want. I'm not a big pitch count fan. I look at what I see. What I saw was he's mowing down guys. Could he go out there for two more innings? It's up to him. But if I feel like he can and he says he's fine, then I let him pitch. But the other thought here is they're trying to figure out a way for him to be in that All-Star game to pitch one inning.
Yeah.
And by them saying that, they're telling you that this team doesn't necessarily matter as much as the All-Star game does to Paul Skeens. And I don't like that. He's going to be in that game regardless. He doesn't necessarily have to, you know, garner his innings here as we get closer to that that All-Star game. I just, to me, that's I don't even want to bring that up as an argument. It gets me upset to think that that's an argument that they're bringing up.
Well, do you think that it's Skeens pushing that, or you think it's Pirates just trying to do by Skeens?
Well, you could be doing good by Skeens. The best way to do good by Skeens is to go out and get him some offense because he hasn't had any. And if you look at all these games he's in, he doesn't get much run support. I think the last seven games, it's been two runs or less.
Well, he didn't get anything in his last start.
No, and, you know, that's how you do good by him, I think. You don't, you know, yeah, sure, he wants to be in the All-Star. He's already in it. Where he pitches, how he pitches. Does he have to go against Tarek Skubal? I don't think. I don't care. That game is an exhibition game that does not matter. He's in it, fine. That's all you need to know about it. Do they want to showcase him? Sure. They can do it in any inning they want to. And I just think the Pirates need to worry about the Pirates more so than they're worried about anything else, regardless of what we're talking about with ball schemes.
I wonder if, I don't know if there's like a notion for Major League Baseball talking to the Pirates to, yes, we want Skeens to make sure that he's able to pitch. Like, do whatever you can to make sure that that's possible. We're trying to grow the game. Like, baseball can sometimes have a little bit of a promotional issue. Not like hockey where they don't promote any of their stars, but baseball does not do a good enough job like the NBA does and like the NFL does of marketing their stars, promoting their stars. So I wonder if that has anything to do with it or if Charrington and Donnie Kelly just ultimately think, look, we want to give Paul, he's deserved it, he's the best pitcher in baseball. We want him to be able to have the ball in that situation.
That's fine, but how does one more inning in Seattle affect it, or two more innings in Seattle? Does that really affect it that much?
Well, what would make sense if they affect it is he pitched on Sunday, so he's in line to pitch, like, what, Thursday or Friday? That's the start where you're supposed to limit him so that he's able to throw that one inning on short rest. At least that's what would make sense to me. Why not pitch him for another inning, 80, 90 pitches, and then limit his next start?
Yeah, I don't understand 78 pitches. I don't understand it. I didn't understand it last year with Jared Jones with 50-some pitches when he was pitching well. Pitch counts are overrated to me, but I've always felt that way. It's all these new metrics come into the game, and what you're doing is denying people an opportunity to see some of the best while they go and pay money to see some of the best. Five innings was not enough for me that day, and quite frankly, right after that, they gave up the run that mattered, and it wasn't Paul Skeens who gave it up. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. But these trade deadline issues are going to be something we talk about. I think certainly Keller is one of them, only because and there are those who out there who think that because Keller makes what he makes, that would be a turnoff to some teams. I look at it the completely opposite way. What he's making at 15, 17, 20 eventually, that's a bargain by today's standards in Major League Baseball. If you're a starter, especially a top three, that's about what you expect to pay, if not more. So to me, if I wanted to add Mitch Keller to my team, I would be very interested in doing it knowing that he already has 3 years left and I know what those financial numbers are. I don't have to worry about that with him. He's not some, you know, arbitration guy or a guy at the end of a contract. So he's going to be here. And if you're a team like the Mets who've had all sorts of injury problems, if your team, there are so many of them that need pitching right now, I would try to get as much as I can. And this will be the test that Ben Charrington has to pass. How much can he get for somebody like a Mitch Keller, even if you have to throw in another guy or two with him? But that's going to be the return you're looking for. It cannot be a single A, double A guy who has all this pedigree and that's it. I want to see guys who have some stature in this league already, young players who can hit.
I'm just worried that they might screw it up, Bob. Just like that. I mean, what trades have they done well at? Like, I think back to the GM's first trade that he made, and it was Starling Marte for Leover Peguero and somebody named Brendan Malone, who's a pitcher that never got out of A-ball. Leover Peguero is still not here consistently. Did not set a good first impression for what Ben Charrington's trades have been. Like, Joey Bart was good. Bailey Falter for Rodolfo Castro, the guy whose phone fell out of his pocket, was good.
Is Bart good right now? I mean, looking back, yeah. Last
year, they got him for nothing.
For nothing. That was they waived him. They brought him in. But he's had one home run this year. He had opportunities in Seattle. You know, you can tell me all you want about Henry Davis. You're not ready to play. I'd rather see Henry Davis every day. He at least has four home runs. And you look at Bart, and he's struggling with one and has missed great opportunities. So, yeah, the Falter deal was a good deal because I thought Castro potentially was looked at as an upside guy in the infield. But other than that, there are a lot of names. And this is the problem with trades with prospects. When you see their names, you read about all the good things. If you're seeing video online, it's all about the good things about that player. You never see the bad things.
No.
So, oh my God, Leover Peguero. Oh my, he's going to be great. Oh, Hudson Head. Just wait till he gets here.
Pulling on Hudson Head. you love pulling that one out of your back pocket.
He's a name that I remember. He's a name that they brought up as like, this guy's going to be, tremendous. There are a lot of other guys like that. You hear these names. Oh, man, he's ranked this. He's a 42nd prospect. This guy's going to be good. Give him 2 years.
Hoy Park. Remember Hoy Park?
Hoy Park. All of them.
Diego Castillo.
You can go down the list. There are a million of them. There's another guy that I heard the name, and as soon as I heard it, I said, oh, Mont. I got to look it up. But the point is,
where'd they get him from?
I don't know if it was in the Yankee deal or if it was in the San Diego deal. Maybe in the San Diego deal for Joe Musgrove. I can't remember. I got to check it. But again, these players come with all this wonderful written stuff on Baseball America and all these pipeline things you say, and so you buy into it. Oh, this guy, look at this guy. All of a sudden, your minor league system is ranked very highly. But what's it actually produced? You know, and believe me, I want to be positive about a lot of things because life's a lot easier to live when you're positive about it. But in this situation, you know, they got to come up with players who we already have heard about on this level. I don't want to hear about single A guys in Greensboro who may or may not be good. So, you know, the bottom line is you got to come up with, and I think Ben Cherington's future is probably tied to this. Then there's a secondary question to that, Austin. How much leeway does he have in making these kinds of trades? If you know, if you're Bob Dunning, that you're not going to bring him back, or you don't know, you're on the fence with this decision, how much do you give him to make trades? Do you allow him to do it? This can also be a criticism of the ownership and why it's difficult to be a GM in this town for a baseball team, because you may have restrictions that we don't even know about. But if you take the job, you understand there are restrictions, you got to somehow work through it and do it regardless. And so far, that has not happened in 6 years.
I would think that there are restrictions. What specifically they are, we don't know. That's why I would not even let Ben Cherington with a 10-foot pole approach a potential Paul Skeens trade, which we all know is not going to happen this year anyway. You just could not get maximum value for that guy, like, whatsoever. So I think that he has a little bit of a rope, Bob, but it's probably the shortest leash that it has ever been. But at the same time, will Cherington try to extend it because he might think that his job is on the line and wants to make a big move to impress everybody?
But how
or make
about
a
if
splash?
He makes one of those and then he's told you can't do it because you're bringing in something we don't want to deal with in terms of potential financial money?
Then why is he even here?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the restrictions are, but there are restrictions. There were restrictions on his budget. That has to be something that has to increase significantly, and it has to be Bob Dunning setting the stage for that. If he doesn't do it, what's the point? You're not going to. There's nobody in their system right now. Have we heard a lot about Tamar Johnson? Where is he now?
Not much. He's still in Double A.
Where is he ranked right now? I think he's fallen in the rankings.
He fell out of the top 100.
This is my point about these prospects or guys you draft. All of a sudden, they come out, and everybody's talking about all the great things they do, but what you don't understand is how difficult it is to get here, and you have to develop those guys along the way. And Connor Griffin so far is on that fast track. I hope that continues. I don't know what his ETA is here in Pittsburgh. I hope it's sooner rather than later. But, you know, knowing them, it's going to be a couple of years before he gets here.
Well, how about Jonathan Mayo on MLB Pipeline on the pregame show yesterday on Sportsnet was saying that he thinks that Griffin could come up by the end of next year possibly. How about that? Could that help their offense? How about that as a trade deadline pickup?
But if it's next year at this time and they're 20 under 500, what does it help?
Yeah, then it doesn't matter as much. But
I mean, they need him to be real. They need him to be an all-star. And that's what they have to do. They have to develop these guys who can be significant pieces. And if you don't do it, then the bottom line is money. And if you don't have the money to spend, if you're not going to be willing to spend, where are you going here? And that's why this trade deadline is so important. So how do you feel at 412-928-9370? I believe we have some people on the line.
Let's go to Tom in Pittsburgh. He wants to talk about the GM.
Hi, Tom. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good, thanks.
I just wanted to make a quick comment real quick on Cherington and Nutting. Number one, for Cherington, I guess Nutting made the comment about how he had given him everything he needed money-wise.
At the beginning of the season, yes, he said that.
At the beginning of the season to have a successful season. Well, and their speculation is that he put X amount of dollars into R&D and development and down there in the Dominican Republic and so forth. Who in their right mind would even waste money going there, seeing the products that we've gotten from there in the past because of the lack of fundamentals they seem to teach down there? When you have somebody like Skeens on the mound, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for most of us here in Pittsburgh to put a team on the field, and you're going to throw money other places than the major league team? That's just insane, number one. And because of what he did in the offseason, if that don't tell you that he's not the guy, he did absolutely nothing for this team in the offseason. I know I'm being Captain Obvious there. But on the other hand, as far as Nutting's concerned, this guy is just a pure embarrassment, and he should be embarrassed for himself. The way he's handled all this on the field and off the field stuff. And it seems like he lets everybody just hang himself. And then he comes in at the end and says, okay, we've had enough. You got to go.
Yeah, well, obviously.
That doesn't work in the baseball world.
No, thanks, Tom.
If you want to be somewhat competitive.
No, you're exactly right. The ownership has to be all in. And you see owners like the guy in New York, the guy in L.A., they're spending all sorts of money. And again, the system, to me, needs to be overhauled. But whether or not that happens is a whole other story. But in the meantime, there's nothing restricting you as an owner to spend whatever you want to spend. You can spend a lot more. I'm convinced they make a lot of money, regardless. And that's fine. That's part of it, too. If you're an owner, you should expect to make money. But you also need to reinvest the money. You need to reinvest it not in all these different offshore accounts that you have, whatever the case. I'm talking about in your actual player roster at the major league level. Every bit of money that comes in that revenue sharing stream, to me, should be included in the major league roster. That would even things out, at least temporarily. So until they do that, I think any GM who has a tight purse string is going to have difficulty doing it. Having said that, Austin, I've said this before, and I think you agree with it. If I have $30 million and that's all I'm allocated as a budget, I'm going to spend it on one or two players. I'm going to give them as much as I can, each significant players, not piecemealing this $1 million, $2 million, $4 million, $3 million, $6 million. I want to do it. I don't want to have those players. I want to have legitimate players.
Yeah, I want a star. I want somebody that can actually come in here and crush the baseball. Like,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether you pay somebody $20 million to come in and do that, or $15 million, and then you pay somebody else another $10 million, you can fill in the Tommy Pham's of the world and the Adam Fragers of the world and the Canarios of the world with the guys like Billy Cook and Nick York, who are seemingly being hidden away like Christmas presents in AAA right now.
Those are also guys, speaking about prospects, right? Those names were very prominent last year, and we haven't seen much at this level. At some point, we have to see at this level.
No, they got Nick York for Quinn Priester, and now Priester's
been
Milwaukee
terrific.
Doing very well. So, I mean, that's the thing that, like, people are saying, well, seems like Thomas Harrington, when he came up, looked very similar to Quinn Priester, even though he's had minor league success. It's been a little bit bumpy since he's went back down. That's a guy who, if they would deal him away, I could see a similar path as Priester. Not a high-velocity guy, but a good location with his fastball, good breaking pitches that could be on a similar trajectory. So,
yeah. Well, they have other – you know, I think Mike Burrows has looked pretty good.
He has.
And Braxton Ashcraft has been pretty good. They have guys here that if they want to dangle some of them out there, I'm all for that as well. If there are teams out there who think they can pluck away a talented guy from the Pirates in exchange for a talented offensive player, so be it. Back to the Lions. Who do we got next?
Let's go to Gary in Gibsonia. Wants to talk about Mitch Keller.
All right, Gary, what would you do with him?
I would not trade him. You know, looking at supposedly trades, the Mets would give us Beatty. Take a look at Beatty's stats. 229. I mean, the Phillies. Brandon Marsh, 257. The problem is the GMs know that they can get away with murder. And they're just going to give us their retreads. And then the third thing, think about this. A number two or number three or number four pitcher. I'm going to tell you right now, if we get rid of Keller, in a year from now, we'll be looking for a number three or a four, and we're going to spend a lot more money, Bob.
Yeah, you might be right. Maybe the prudent play is not to. But if I'm going to put him out there, to your point, you said they're just going to get guys who don't matter. That's up to Ben Cherington. This is the work of a general manager. You've got to figure out a way to pluck elite talent or at least people who are playing right now in the majors away if you're going to make a deal involving him, because he is a nice piece to have on any team. And he would be a nice piece to have here as well. I have no problem with retaining Mitch Keller if I'm committed as a GM to know that my owner is going to give me the leeway to sign a bunch of bats in the offseason.
Bob, let me ask you something. How do you think the GMs look at Cherington, in all honesty? When you look at the history, they have to be sitting there like piranhas. You throw an animal into a lake with piranhas, and they're going to eat them up. And they know that. I mean, he has a history of being fleeced every single time. I mean, there's not one deal that was weighted the other way.
Yeah, and I think, thanks, Gary, for the call. And Austin, this is, you know, this is the job of a general manager. You've got to play the game so that, and I think sometimes, you know, people around here and general managers get enamored with quantity as opposed to quality. You know, oh, you got five players back. It's almost like you're trying to just have one or two hit if you can. And you may be willing to take on guys from other organizations who sound like good players eventually, but are never going to actually realize that. The other part of it is when you get them, you have to develop them better. They haven't done either of those things.
Well, that's what the Garrett Cole trade was.
Right.
Who did they get? Didn't they get like Kyle Crick back in that deal?
Kyle Crick.
They got who else did they get in that trade? Musgrove. They got some guys.
And then Musgrove was somebody who turned into something.
Moran is the first baseman I couldn't think of. Like, they did not get one impactful player outside of Musgrove. And for Garrett Cole, an ace of your rotation, you need – finished, what, fourth in Cy Young 1 year? You need to get, like, two bona fide players.
It's got to be star players.
Yes.
You have to.
Guys that could actually play. Like, they traded him with 2 years left to the Astros, went on and were World Series contenders, won the World Series. And I think of it how the Soto trade went down. That's the type of return you should get. They got three stars. You should get two for Garrett Cole for 2 years left. Soto had 2 years.
Right. Well, just for example, if you're going to have a star player and Juan Soto is the guy who, you know, you want to look at this as a comparison, when you have a star, and I would consider at the time Garrett Cole was a star player, look at the return the Washington Nationals got from San Diego, and I think Josh Bell was also included in that deal. That doesn't matter. But the return was C.J. Abrams, who's now a star, Mackenzie Gore, who's another really talented guy, James Wood, who has like 25 home runs, Robert Hassel, who's still on the way up, but three guys already playing for the Nationals. If you're going to give up a superstar player, your expectation should be at least two all-star level players too to get in return for a trade. And, you know, that simply has not happened here when you trade big names. And I would consider You know, Skeens obviously down the road a big name, but the Keller is a good name. He's a name out there that every team I think in baseball who's trying to win right now would want to have. I would make it hard. I would hope there's a bidding war. I would try to engage a lot of different teams involved so that the price keeps going higher, and I wouldn't be hesitant to pull the trick.
Well, and there's only like five or six sellers right now too, Bob. Like everybody is still in the right. race for the
That's
most part.
That's a good
part.
Thing.
Yes.
That should help Ben Cherington.
It's a
right?
seller's market. So they should be able to just trade Mitch Keller to the highest bidder. I would prefer it's not the Chicago Cubs, or it's not the Reds, or it's not the Cardinals or Milwaukee. I would hope that it's outside the NL Central. But whatever you can get the best return from is what you ultimately have to do. And sometimes you just might have to bite the bullet and take it.
Yeah, exactly. And they should get if Mitch Keller's involved with all these teams, I've just looked over rosters now. I counted at least five teams that have injury problems on starting pitching. Some of them are long-term injuries. I would go to those teams and dangle him as much as I can and say, this is what I need from you. And I would start very high and see where they end up going. All right, let's take one more before we got to go to a break here.
All right, let's go to Rob in Chicago.
Rob, what's up, man?
Hey, Bob, good morning. I spoke to Limits. I wanted to talk about Paul Skeens, but real quick, I wanted to touch on something you just talked about where, you know, the Nationals got all that return, you know, for that trade for Juan Soto. I think a lot of the problem is the Pirates are willing to take prospects because if they take major league ready players, they're going to have to pay them. And I really don't think that's a salary that they want to take on.
But then, get out of the game then. If you can't, I mean, that's got to be part of it. You can't just always look for guys you have under control forever so that your minor league system is graded well, but it never delivers.
That's a whole other conversation.
You know, minor league systems, by the way, Rob, should be graded on what you actually produce at the major leagues, not just by number who's in your minor league system. Like, I see this all the time. It wasn't a time ago the Pirates had the best minor league system. Austin, remember they were, like, number one in Baseball America? What does that actually produce for them?
Nothing.
So it looks good. The minor league numbers always look good, but let's talk about who graduates. Who's up here?
I couldn't agree with you more. Bob Nutting has no business owning a major league franchise, as far as I'm concerned. But one thing I wanted to touch on was, I'm with you. I'm just totally disgusted with this pitch count thing they've got on Paul Skeens and this magical number of 100 that they think that if he goes over, he's going to self-destruct or he's going to, you know, explode. You could easily blow out your arm at pitch 25 as you could pitch 125. Being in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, I grew up listening to the Cubs broadcasters and Steve Stone. And Stone was a Cy Young Award winner for the Cardinals, or not the Cardinals, the Orioles back in the 70s. And the guy preaches you have to, a lot of the pitchers of the past, and granted they didn't generate the spin rate that they do today, a lot of the pitchers of the past, you have to get the innings, you have to condition your arm to be able to throw, to get accustomed to throwing those pitches. And you also, it goes to mechanics, which Kerry Wood, a famous Cubs pitcher, had poor mechanics and arm problems. But it goes to, you have to know what arm fatigue and pain you can work through and what pain that says, hey, I have to stop. This is something more serious. The Pirates are just being so Mickey Mouse with Paul Skeens. And, you know, last year he had an opportunity for two no-hitters. You know, one, he had two innings left. It's just, they're so Mickey Mouse with him, and it just disgusts me how they do this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way, Rob. Thanks for that. But, you know, bottom line is they're in the same predicament they've been in many, many years in a row now, and we'll see how they handle it. And I think if Ben Cherington's future hasn't yet been decided, it will be based on what happens at this trade deadline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Reminder, listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, which is a beautiful place. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And we'll have one of those for you coming up tomorrow. So how was your day yesterday, Austin? I'm going to tell you about mine after I hear about yours.
Yesterday was good. I got some work done. I've been catching up on an old Big Brother season, so I got to watch two episodes, so that was good in anticipation of the cast reveal today as I nerd out Bob. That's at noon, and the premiere on Thursday. You're a big Love Island fan. My sisters watch it a lot, but Big Brother's coming up.
I say that all facetiously because I really don't like Love Island, but oh. I thought you could be a worthwhile contestant on it.
I have to admit that I watched an episode or two with my sisters, and I said I look nothing like these people, and the things that they are doing are so outlandish. I have a big personality. I don't know if it's that large.
Well, you're going to have to double down on that if you get on the island. I'd love to see you on the island. I had an opportunity to play an MC John Daly Invitational up at Pleasant Valley. And John Daly is just quite a character when you see him in town. And he comes in town quite a bit, actually. And Pleasant Valley's a golf course owned and transformed by Tuffy Schallenberger, who owns the Riverhounds. And those guys are good friends. And when they come into town, they have this big event, and all money goes to military well-being for families who've gone through losses at the military level. And so many people showed up to help out in that cause. It was great. And he still can hit a golf ball. It's amazing to me. You know, he shows up. He gets out of his car. He walks up to the tee, hits it 320 yards straight down the middle with no warm-ups, no preparation, no nothing.
That's unreal.
It's incredible. But that's how he goes. And by the way, there is a golf tournament locally going on up at the Falling Rock Classic, which is at Nemacolin and Woodlands Resort at both Shepherd's Rock and Mystic Rock. And Devin Gee, the head pro of Oakmont, has the current lead at 3-under par after day one. He shot 69. Brett Carman, Justin Collins tied for second at 71-1, two behind. And Tony Tracy at even par 72. That's a tough golf course up there as well.
Our eighth grade trip, we went to Nemacolin and Bob. I was ziplining, and me, as somebody deathly scared of heights, was not really liking looking down about 200 feet below me ziplining, but it was pretty awesome.
I've not tried. They have a great zip line up there. They really do. Were you scared first time?
Oh, yeah. I was like the last person to go, and then everybody just started making fun of me, so I was like, all right, now I have to go.
Well, that's one thing I'm not going to do. I'd rather sit in the shop having a beverage, watching you go down the zip line. I'm not going to do it myself. 412-928-9037. We've been talking about the Pirates 9-2 losers last night, so that's four losses in a row where they've scored just two runs in those four losses, basically one swing by Tommy Pham. But it did end a 30-inning consecutive scoreless drought that they had, and that dates back all the way to 1950. So now we're creeping up on the trade deadline. I want to hear some of your thoughts about that. And also, as we move along, we'll get into some other Steelers conversation because we have Nick Faribault coming up here at 11 o'clock on our show. In the meantime, let's go out one more time to the call lines because a lot of people have been calling in today, so we want to hear from you.
Let's go to Joe in Verona, who wants to talk about the GM.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Well, many times talked to you. Well, okay, this is our sixth year with Sherrington. If it's going to be the seventh year, you know, that's going to be a disaster. We all know he should have been fired with Shelton and a month ago, then things would be better. You said something very interesting. You said a couple years ago they had one of the better minor league teams in all of baseball. So that goes to show under this Sherrington, no one's getting developed. No one's training anything. No one's teaching anything. It should be a whole clean house. We know it's not. So we know what Nutting's about, and we know that the commissioner thinks everything's okay here in Pittsburgh. But it's going to be the same next year in July the 7th, 8th. I'm going to be talking to you, or you're going to be talking to all us people, and we're all going to be frustrated because it's the same old, same old, same old. He has to go. He's a disgrace, and he's dangerous.
Yeah, but
I've ever seen.
Well, wait a minute. Now, if that happens, that means there's going to be somebody else coming in. And if there are the same restrictions that we anticipate would be in place, would it be any better?
Well, maybe. You know what? Huntington, I thought, was bad, and he was way better. At least he made a couple good trades with them. I mean, he got Burnett. He got, you know, he did things. This guy's a disgrace. I mean, if Nutting, you know, he should have got rid of him. And, you know, you're going to have to bring somebody in, or it's going to be the same 35 years of this BS, seventh year, uh-uh. And they're a disgrace, especially when we watch baseball since me in the 40s and seeing all this crap. This is a disgrace, Bob.
All right, Joe. Listen.
Commissioner, wait a minute. One thing. Union guy says he's not spending enough. An hour later, Mansfield said everything's okay. See, it's just one big happy family of jerks. But thank you, Bob.
Tony. We need Tony to come into this conversation. We need Tony to call. Well, obviously, the fan base is frustrated, and they should be. 6 years of this in a row. But that goes back to my point about, I think, what happens too many times is they kick the can down the road. They're selling the future. The future looks good when you're Baseball America's number one rated system. But those are all just numbers.
Yeah.
Those are all just, you know, hype situations. Well, look at this guy. Look how good he did when he was in high school. Now he's here. He's moving up from single A to double A. And, okay, it all looks good until it doesn't. And when it doesn't, then you realize baseball pipeline should be really rated on how many people graduate to the big leagues from your system. If you have all these numbers in your system, but none of them ever reach the majors, what good is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a perfect science in any regard. You're just banking on tools for the most part, too. Like,
but they're subjective tools. Yeah. Nobody really knows.
No.
And that's why if you look at and that's why I don't want whatever trades are made here, Austin, I do not want them to be prospect trades.
You want major league.
I want major leaguers players. Because at least I know that some of these guys have had some sort of track record. If I'm going to look at the 40th prospect from the Chicago Cubs or the 10th prospect from the Chicago White Sox, you know, they should have a tremendous farm system given how bad they've been, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Colorado should be a tremendous farm system. I'm going to be anxious to see where they rank. I want to see where they rank because if they're not ranking high, then that bodes even worse for them. So I'm tired of future prospects. It's time to change that whole mindset because that seems to be the way to go. And people, the hardcore fans will get involved with those, and they'll like those numbers. Well, this guy is rated here, there. I don't care. I really don't. Don't you? It gets frustrating after a while to talk about future prospects.
Yeah, I agree. Partly because we just haven't seen them, and we don't know what truly they're going to be. And the gap between AAA and the majors is greater than it's been in a very long time. A lot of people in baseball have said that. And look, it would be much better to have a bona fide established guy, but that's why prospects are traded, because they're not established yet. And like, if you have Mitch Keller for an established guy, you might only get one bat back for Keller, where you could get two minor league bats back for Keller, where maybe it's not
again,
a lottery ticket.
Trying to
ticket.
Find like a needle in a haystack, though, if you're going to go by that.
Well, possibly, depending
unless like that Soto trade, all right? That trade, they had some of the bluest of blue chip prospects that they got from the Padres. And that worked for that. From the Padres.
Yeah,
and that worked
Mackenzie Gore. They got James
CJ
Wood.
Abrams. James Wood. And they're all up and they're all playing. And they were on the precipice of being here. So I guess if you're dealing with that, but you better make sure that's the right. Because if those guys failed, then that trade would have been looked at like the Garrett Cole or Joe Musgrove trade.
Yeah, so they got to find a way to. And I do find it interesting that the GM that made that trade, which looks like it's incredible for Washington, was fired.
And the guy who won a World Series, Davey Martinez, is fired.
Yeah.
So they're not waiting around. They're making changes because
they're not
satisfied.
And they're not waiting for the draft next week. The draft, apparently, not that big of a deal for Washington to be able to make this decision. They have people like their scouting directors are going to make these calls. And other people, I'm sure that Mike Rizzo and Ben Cherington are not evaluating every single aspect of the draft. That's why they put somebody else in charge of that, so that they could run the major league team.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what do more people have to say? Because I know a lot of people are hot to trot on this one.
All right,
who do we got on?
Let's go to Steve in the car who wants to chime in.
Go ahead, Steve. What's up?
Steve. Going once. Steve, twice.
Steve. He's there. There's I can hear him.
Where is he?
Steve?
You there? Steve? You okay?
Maybe he has it on mute or something. All right. Let's move to the next one.
We'll try again with Steve. Dial him in at 412-928-9370. We would love to talk to you.
So, Bobby Witt's a guy that I look at right now because the Pirates are playing Kansas City, right? How old is Bobby Witt? He's got to be mid-20s. 25 years old. Already a two-time All-Star, Gold Glove winner, Major League batting champion. And they gave him a lot of money. This is not a franchise that you would normally expect to give big money out.
No, but they have. I mean, they've done it with some of their guys that they had previously, like that 2015 World Series team when they won it in Kansas City.
Right.
Like they gave out some money to their guys.
Well, he got an 11-year deal, almost $300 million, and options that could take it over $350 million. It's the richest they've ever given out. But if Kansas City could do that, why can't the Pirates do that? Right? I mean, that's not a big market. That's certainly not a market that you would, but they also know that they have a prominent guy who they can build around, at least try, and open up a window. So Bobby Witt gets 11 years, a contract that could move out to $370 million plus based on incentives and some club options. I don't understand why that can't be something down the road when we're talking skiing specific, that they can do it if they want to do it. Again, this comes back to me to the system as well as anything else. The system needs to be changed if it's going to work. The other thing that happened, and I know you guys had a bone of contention on this yesterday, was the commissioner always has an opportunity to make special exemptions into the All-Star game. And quite frankly, Clayton Kershaw deserved to be in it. I thought after he got his 3,000 strikes out, he was the guy that Rob Manfred said will be on the team, a special commissioner's selection. So that's good. Yesterday, Austin, you and Jason Mackey were talking about Andrew McCutchen being on that list. I'm a big believer in the All-Star game. There should be no real limits on who's there. Most of the guys, if they play, they play an inning. Maybe not. Some guys won't play. They're just there.
Yeah.
I would include Andrew McCutchen as somebody who's earned the right to be in that game.
I would too, and I got some heat for that on social media for saying it. Like,
well, I don't care about roster. If they're looking at raw, who cares?
Yeah.
This is an All-Star game. Bring the names and faces. If you want to promote your sport, those are the people who should be there.
Well, one thing that I think I made clear too when I put it out there is, look, I'm not saying that McCutchen should get the exemption over Kershaw, that Manfred should have picked McCutchen instead of Kershaw. Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer type of guy. 3,000 strikeouts. He deserves to be there. This is probably it for Kershaw. It does make me wonder if at least Manfred inquired about McCutchen at all on whether this could be his final season or not. Look, I understand that McCutcheon, the weight that he holds in Pittsburgh is so significant that it's not the same that he holds in the entirety of the sport. But, I mean, he has played in San Francisco. He has played in New York. He's played in big markets. He also played in Milwaukee. He's played in Philly. Milwaukee, not a big market, but he's bounced around the block a little bit. And I think that other areas and other writers that might help McCutcheon understand the type of player that he's been, the good player that he's been, the borderline Hall of Famer that he is. Is it a slam dunk he gets in? No, but I think there's a chance that he could get in. I think that he's somebody who, like outside of Kershaw, who else is retiring that is a really good player that has Hall of Fame credentials?
Yeah, there aren't many of them. That's why I'm saying they should all be included. If so, there's a commissioner limit of one, make it three. And if you don't have anyone that, you're fine. But if you do, utilize that the power to get him in. I really don't care. Just show him up at the game. He doesn't even have to play. Just be there as an honor, you know, as kind of a lifetime achievement kind of thing. Why not?
I'd be fine with that, but it also makes me wonder if McCutcheon will be back next year. You know, like, is this truly it?
Yeah, and that leads to another debate. As much as I respect Andrew McCutcheon, if he's on the roster again and he turns out to be one of your better hitters, what does that say about your offense? You know? I don't know. I'm to the point now where I want to see people come in and who have better upside in terms of offensive potential production-wise. Power-wise, we don't have enough of that on this team.
Yeah, he can still play. But...
He can still play, but he's relegated to being a DH. You should have a better DH hitter in your system at this point, a younger guy who's able to be that person and not rely on Andrew McCutcheon.
Well, outside of IKF, he leads the team in batting average.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
On base, he's top two on the team as well.
So you can argue that he should get a big pay raise and come back again next year.
I'd be completely fine with him coming back.
But again, at this point of his career, he shouldn't be their best player. If he is, they're in trouble, and they're in trouble. That's the whole point of that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Do you say route or route? I say both.
I say both, too.
Route, route.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you can go to Route 19 or Route 19 and find out for yourself. Also, today, the weather, which is brought to you by Myers Law Group, it is Antoine Randall L. Day, 82. I could pick one of many 82 numbers, right?
Yeah, John Stallworth also on the sheet for later in the show.
Yeah, 90% chance of rain up until 2 p.m. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Nick Faribault from Penn Live. We're talking about the Steelers, T.J. Watt's lingering contract negotiation. How long will it linger? What will it look like in training camp? We'll get into that and some of the offseason moves by Omar Khan and the Steelers. That's all coming up as we continue with hour number two of the Pomp and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Huge news in college hockey yesterday, Bob, as projected number one overall pick in the 2026 NHL draft. I'm going to manifest him to try to become a Pittsburgh Penguin. Commits to Penn State, Gavin McKenna, who could be the next Connor McDavid-like talent, Austin Matthews-like talent. He's going to play for the Nittany Lions next year. How about that?
More than anything, that tells you how far that program has become. They got a beautiful facility up. The Pegula family has put a lot of money into it, and it's beautiful, and it's catching everyone who is in the hockey world by attention. They know how good it is, and the fact that he's there is terrific. He's close to you. If you want to watch a future superstar, you can go up there. It's close by, 2-hour drive or 3-hour drive, whatever it is. Get there, and I don't know about them getting the number one pick. You get into a lottery, you have a chance.
It's possible.
You got to win that ping pong ball, though.
Texter already saying, Penn State is not a Pittsburgh sports update. Come on, Limits. This is also a Penguins
update. It could be.
It's a big hockey update. He's going to be the number one pick next year. He's a generational talent.
He is. I think all of that is within the viewing area, within the listening area. People listen all the time.
That was a big topic of debate, Bob, over the last couple of days. When on Friday, intern Dom put out there that Oregon and Penn State is one of his top five Pittsburgh football games of the year. And people were saying that Penn State does not count as a Pittsburgh football game. And I doubled down on it, saying that it should.
Well, okay. Well, I'll throw this out. One of the best football games involves close by. If you're going to go 3 hours, go to Columbus and watch Ohio State and Texas in the opener. That may be the best game of the year.
Great game.
You know, right off the bat.
The same texter says he sucks, and so does Penn State. And he also told me to mute my mic. I think he might just be a hater of the show.
You're also interested to have your boy Drew Aller potentially as somebody who's tied to Pittsburgh in the future.
Could you imagine Drew Aller and Gavin McKenna as a package deal to the Steelers and the Penguins?
I would sign up for that right now if I knew that could happen. Absolutely, I would.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.